Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back in, 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Vandy guys are making rounds right now in Media Row. And Keyshawn Vaughn, dude, I feel like you're so fast, you could probably do an eight-minute interview in like 4 minutes. You think that's possible?
He's just it's shaking like, his head at Mickey right
it's
now.
Like the movie Back to the Future, but you got your own flux capacitor.
Probably could, though. I wouldn't doubt it, though.
Hey, man, 13 carries, 243 yards, and two touchdowns the last time we saw you on a football field. What were you feeling that day, man? Is that like a basketball player that can't miss?
I feel like I was back in high school. Like,
really?
They were my high school numbers.
Yeah.
And that's what I chase all the time. I want high school numbers.
Yeah.
And so just going out on the field playing ball and too much space. It's a lot of space for me. I'm going to take all that.
But you don't even need that much space. Again, this is Vanderbilt running back Keyshawn Vaughn. You don't even need space. I mean, you're a home run hitter, but you can also get to short yardage too. And that's the kind of combination that makes a guy a real popular fella, you know, when it comes to football.
It's just different. That's just years of, like, experience and building up on the game. And all the pieces of working out, growing up, are coming together now. That's just a thing that I've been waiting on my whole life.
Is it tough, though? Because, like, you know you have the ability if you get outside. Is it tough to take the 2 yards that are there and not bounce it out and maybe lose two?
Nah. I'm more of a – I'm going to take what's there.
Yeah.
I don't like to force nothing.
That's yeah.
how you lose yards.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose no yards.
Well, we came out of that bowl game, and I was going nuts the next day because, like, 13 carries. I'm like, how did my man not have, like, 20 carries? You should have 400 yards in that game. And, I went after Mason about that. I'm
he
like,
agrees with you.
My man needed to tote the rock a little bit more.
We may have gotten into coach a little bit about your lack of carries.
13 carries.
Just so you know, we're advocating hard for you.
But it's like, it's hard when I keep scoring, like, every other carry. Like. It's kind of hard for
that's
I
a mean, good
68 yard touchdown run, 69 yard touchdown run, and then 66 yard run to the one, and then Blast gets in. What happened on that one?
That's more of a trust in my speed situation. Now that won't happen no more.
You're not getting caught at the 1 yard line.
It won't happen no more.
How do you get faster?
Track.
Okay. Are you, like, tying a parachute behind you or dragging some teammates or something on a,
I'm
you
on
know,
like,
a sled?
I'm on the sleds, parachutes,
yeah.
Anything to get. It's all about, like, they say the knee drive, power and all that. So that's kind of what I emphasize on, even, like, small drills, knee lift, everything.
Vanderbilt running back Keyshawn Vaughn with us on 3HL.
New running backs coach for you for this season and a guy who – has put a few people in the NFL, right? What have you gained from him already just in the time you've had in the spring with him? What have you learned? What has he taught you? How has he made you better?
Coach Horton.
Tim Horton. Sorry, yeah.
Coach Horton, great, great coach. I feel like with him, he liked the family environment. So, like, when we in meeting rooms, everybody's locked in. Everybody know the play from starter to the fifth string, everybody know what they got to do. And that's something that's different with Coach Horton because he keep everybody involved on the meetings. Sometimes you'll see players who ain't playing much just days out. But everybody's involved. And then I go to him a lot about, like, my pass blocking, catching out the backfield, stuff that he has seen great running backs. So taking his advice on anything is just the best way to be.
Those are you feel like those are kind of the two – things you need to focus on when you're looking at the next level?
I mean, I feel like that's just something the next level wants to see anyway. Catching out the backfield pass blocking. So I feel like they put that on every running back. So why not just go on and perfect that right now? So when I get to the next level, it's easy.
Your journey started, you know, local kid in Nashville, yeah. Ended up at Illinois, Now, here you are sitting at SEC Media Days. I mean, this entire hoopla, and you're one of the most talked about players at SEC Media Days. Do you ever fathom that this would be your journey when you graduated high school and look where you are now?
No, I never thought it. Because I wanted to get out of Nashville. That was the plan, get out of Nashville. And my situation with Illinois led me back to Nashville, where it was more of a I want to come back home. And then Vandy's in the SEC. Then got the great degree. So it wasn't nothing missing for me. Because I feel like as long as I was in the conference that could set me up to be great, it didn't matter what team I was on.
Why did you want to leave Nashville? Just to break free and try something new?
Just to get out of like the areas I grew up in and all that.
Okay. So do you think Lovey saw that bowl game? It's like, dang, man.
I ain't even going to speak on it.
I got you.
Keyshawn Vaughn, our guest here, Vanderbilt running back, Pearl Cone product. It's got to be a cool thing, though, to rep your city. Just to rep your city the way you have.
I actually love it, to be truthful. I get so much love throughout the city, I can't go nowhere without somebody knowing who I am. And, like, when I be with my friends and stuff, they be like, all right, probably about five people going to say something to you when we walk in here. And, I mean, it's a good thing. I love it, but, like, I'm just so humble. And I don't take it to the head. I just say what's up and keep it moving.
How close were you to going to the NFL? Like, what was that decision like?
Man, like, it was a really hard decision.
It was.
Like, towards, like, the end of the season, I wasn't getting as much respect put on my name as I wanted. And like, you need that going pre-draft and all that. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like this the year to, like, go on and stamp that I'm the best in the country.
You Coach got, Mason.
Well, I was going to say,
yeah.
You got two of the very best in the conference coming back with you in Pink and Kalijah. I mean, for a big three like that to all return, my goodness, the best big three in the nation, a lot of people are saying.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be a show. All three of us hang around each other all the time now. We're getting closer within each other. And having all three of us here today just shows you what Vanderbilt is headed on and the path we're headed to.
Now the big question is, who's going to hand you the ball? Who's gonna throw it to Pinckney? Who's gonna deliver it? Who's gonna be the quarterback for you guys?
So we got about three, four quarterbacks competing for the job.
Yeah, that's a crowded room.
Whoever the best man is gonna get the job, and that's who will be handing us the ball, throwing the ball, calling the plays.
You feel good about it, though.
Oh yeah, I feel very good.
You I'll lobby in for like some running back option passes, that kind of thing. Just show off your arm a little bit too while you're at it.
Nah, I ain't going to throw no balls.
If you weren't a running back, what would you play?
I play DB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got that speed.
Yeah.
What about other sports?
No,
just football?
Yeah, I'm just football.
Yeah.
I'm just football.
Well, you do it well.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy SEC Media Days. How much fun is this?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I've been to Big Ten Media Day when I was in Illinois.
Okay.
So different deal.
One of the few people to go to two different conference media days.
That's kind of cool.
Like, Big Ten was more crowded. All the teams was there one day. And so
like,
this very more relaxed and comfortable because it's, well, I think it's just us and another team, I think.
Kentucky and Auburn.
Okay, so it's just three teams. So that's, what, nine players?
Yep.
Yeah, that's straight.
You got goals for this year, yardage, touchdowns. You do individual goals like that? Are you in Mason's ear to get you more carries?
I don't go big for no carries or nothing.
Well, we'll do it for you.
trust me, from 2 to 6 Monday through Friday, we're lobbying for more carries for you.
Real quick, I always love the fashion at SEC Media Days and the choice in what you wear. Just to paint the picture, Key's got looking sharp in his black suit.
Three-piece suit.
Yes, yeah, and his black and gold tie.
Hold on, I got to show y'all something, though.
Uh-oh,
he's unbuttoning the jacket.
We got to get
a picture of the lining there.
The lining is the star, the V star.
That is amazing.
That okay. is different. Sweet.
Okay.
You gotta set the tempo.
Oh, yeah, the tempo
like
is
it.
Set, my friend.
And
the
with
tempo
those shoes.
Just as fast as you are. Well, let's just go ahead and award the sharpest dressed man award to Nashville's own Keyshawn Vaughn. Hey, Good luck this year.
Appreciate
Enjoy
it.
The rest of the day. This is a great start to your senior year.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks,
all right, Keyshawn Vaughn. Fun way to wrap up the week, and Keyshawn could actually probably beat us back to Nashville on foot.
I know
we talk about this a lot, but he had, what, 660-yard runs last year.
I mean, 8 yards a carry.
Which led the SEC. It's
7.9, but yeah. I mean, it's 8 yards per carry, this guy.
And here's the deal. He wasn't completely healthy the entire season either. And on top of it, do you remember the beginning of the season? It wasn't clicking for him.
Yeah.
And Coach Mason told us, you know, he's not being patient enough. He's trying too hard. He needs to settle in. Well, he settled in. And so I'm excited to see what he can do this year.
And time for us to settle into the ride home. Gosh, what a fun week. And our sweet ride is waiting on us. Two Rivers Ford, this Ford Edge, going to carry us back to Nashville.
Thank you to John Barker and Two Rivers Ford for taking care of us and giving us a sweet ride that is nice and smooth. I bet you boys are probably going to sleep on the way home, and I'll get us home Keyshawn Vaughn style.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that. Real quick, if you missed any of the interviews, I mean, we had a lot of the league's coaches, a lot of the league's players on the show, a lot of the people that cover the league nationally, locally, all that regionally, all that stuff. If you missed any of that, it's all online in the podcast network that the Zone has. So 1045thezone.com and search that out. Really, really compelling things.
Absolutely. Thanks to everybody who helped make that happen this week. Appreciate everybody, all of you back in Nashville for the feedback. Kirby Allen Kirby, who's the hardest working man in show business, and JT, who makes it all. We send him a lot of stuff, throw a lot at him, and he makes it look really easy. So thanks to everybody who made it happen. We got to get out of here. We'll be back in studio live tomorrow, and I'm headed to Whataburger. That's a wrap. SEC Media Days 3HL back on the road to Nashville.
It just means more.
See y'all.
Electronic.